All right.
We are on verse 5. Let me translate it again. And now, do not be worried, and let it not be hot in your eyes. Again, an idiom for don't be angry. For you sold me here, but lemichya, for the preservation of life, shalachani, Elohim sent me before you. Okay? Now, verse 6, ki zeh, again, zeh's functioning as kind of an adverbial construction here. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the midst of the land. Ve'od chamesh shanim, and yet 5 years, asher, when ain there will not be a charish, plowing, ve'katzir, reaping. All right, now I want you guys to notice, this is my picky observation of the day. Notice that there's a dagesh in Mitzadi. Right? There has no business in katzir being a dagesh in Mitzadi. Does everybody see that? Well, if you look, notice that it says here that there's not going to be any plowing or katziring, reaping or harvesting in the land. And I looked this up actually, and one scholar suggests that it calls attention to this reading because it goes against what you see in Genesis 8 verse 22. If you turn to Genesis 8 verse 22, this is, remember, the promise after God destroyed the land with a flood. Notice what he says. Yet all the day, during all the days of the land, there will be seed and katzir, and harvest, and winter and summer, and kites, and choref, again, summer and winter, I'm sorry, cold and hot, and summer and winter, and day and night, they will not cease. So notice in 8:22 you have saying that katzir will not cease, and here it says there will be no katzir. And so it is calling attention to this tension in the text. All right, so it's kind of an interesting use of the dagesh there when it's not needed. All right, so you can impress your friends with that little bit of knowledge.
So the presence of the dagesh to draw us to the verse where it's not.
Yeah, draw attention.
Why wouldn't it be the same? If they wanted to see.
This is just a guess of what this thing means, actually. The Masoretic note on it says, takes you to Genesis 8:22, if you will notice. See, just go to the bottom. You have that Genesis 8:22, 1, 2, 3, the third note over. Everybody see that in that middle? If you go to the middle apparatus at the bottom of the page, you'll see 3, 4, 5, Genesis 8:22, the third one over. Everybody see it?
Mm.
It's in the middle.
Oh, okay.
See, so that's how the Masoretes were actually doing that, directing your attention to a different reading. Very interesting, huh? Hmm. Thought you guys might like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right.
But they're saying some editors or some editions, manuscripts don't have that. I guess, is that right?
No, I think that they do. The Masoretic tradition has it, and it's there to point out the tension with the Genesis 8 reading. That's all it's doing. They take note of these things.
But I mean, in the what are the editor's notes on 6A?
Oh, yeah. Read with the Latin. Thus, the Latin. Many manuscript editions don't have it. Yes, right. That's right. Okay. Verse 7. Vayish lacheni Elohim lifnei kem lasum lakem she'erit ba'aretz. Ulehachayot lakem lifleta gerola. And he has sent me, God has sent me before you, lasum. Notice that this is purpose, in order to establish or set lakem for you a she'erit, a remnant. See? So God has sent me before you in order to, or in longhand, so that he might establish for you a remnant. Okay? You could also understand the lakem as a direct object, in order to establish you as a remnant in the land. But it's probably the former is the better translation. Now notice the next, and also purpose, Ulehachayot. Alright, what's the verb form here? Lehachayot? Good. Hifil, infinitive construct from chaya. And you have that ot ending. And so notice that it parallels lasum. So God sent me for two reasons. To establish for you a remnant in the land and to preserve lakem, you alive. To preserve you alive. Lift leta as a deliverance, a getalah. As a great deliverance. Okay? Everybody see that? Any questions about verse 7? Translation or grammar or vocabulary?
For the lift leta, is
yes.
that the apposition with the lakem? Can it be?
Yeah, let's see. You can do this a number of ways, interestingly enough. And you could do it like this. And to preserve you as a great deliverance. So it would be kind of more appositional.
Okay.
It could also be to preserve you alive, then the Lamed, for a great deliverance.
Cool. Okay.
You know, which would have connotations of more a future deliverance that's going to happen. But most suggest that that's maybe over-reading the text a little bit. Okay? He's just simply saying, he sent me before you to preserve you as a remnant and to preserve you, you know, as part of this great deliverance that he was doing, really. Okay? Now notice in verse 8 we have another kind of summing up. Ve'ata, okay, lo atem shalach temo tihena ki ha'elohim v'yesimeni le'av le'faro u'le'adon le'kol beto u'moshel be'kol eretz Mitzrayim. And now, lo atem, not you sent me. See, you did not send me, Hena. You did not send me to this place. You did not send me here. Ki Elohim. For God did, or but God did. Notice you have to understand the verb. Ki Elohim. Surely God did. Vayesimeni. And he made me. Notice that that's from the root sum.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hifil, imperfect vav consecutive. And he made me as a father to Pharaoh, as a father to Pharaoh. I wonder if that has anything to do with the difference in ages. It's kind of interesting to think about. And as an Adon, and as master, lekol beto, for all his house, u'moshel, and ruler over all the land of Mitzrayim, over all the land of Egypt. Okay. Questions about verse 8? Okay. First,
I covered this earlier.
No.
Is this a new Pharaoh?
We don't know.
A young boy, young,
right? He could have been young. Yeah, he could have been young. I mean, who the Pharaoh was of Joseph, scholars differ, and then of course it changes. You know, remember in Exodus, first part of Exodus, you have a number of pharaohs later because Israel's grown to a great nation, so they're not sure who this one was. Yeah.
Maybe just his position of honor and respect that
yeah.
he would normally describe.
Right, and it could be father, right, that may be just a more general term that has is not necessarily implying a difference in age. That's right, that's possible.
Professor, why they use blood a lot here?
He seems to be using it a lot. And notice that the meanings kind of vary, so you really have to look. This is a good example of how you have to look at the relationship between the words and clauses and not just the meaning of the preposition. Because the preposition has a broad range of uses and it's used in a lot of different contexts. So here, like you noticed, Tim, he set me up, he made me father. See? So you notice there's two objects there. He made me father for Pharaoh. So you notice how the Lamed kind of functions differently in those two words. And he made me Adon, Lord, for all his house. So notice it's kind of the parallel usages there. And now notice he just leaves it out totally in the last, and it's kind of understood. And Moshel, ruler over all the land of Egypt. See? So as you're finishing the series, he leaves it out. And we just naturally understand it, see? Notice. Okay? Good. Now notice he has two imperatives here. When we see two imperatives together, maharu va'alu, remember that means that it's more urgent action, more kind of quick to the moment versus stuff you see in legislative that's non-urgent, that's more long-lasting, those kinds of differences. So maharu, that's a PL imperative. Make haste. Alu and alu. Go up. See, from Allah, both call, PL imperative, then a call imperative from Allah. Go up to my father. Okay. Now notice you follow with a vav plus perfect following imperative because you go up and then you speak. Notice there's kind of a little, first get there and then you speak. So it's a kind of a less urgent command. The commands are not so closely connected as make haste, get up, or make haste, go. See, that's almost one action. Make haste, go to Pharaoh, and or to my father, and say to him, Ko amar binka, thus says your son Yosef, Joseph. Samani Elohim. Notice Samani is from what root? From Seem, right. Elohim made me Adon. Again, two objects with Seem. God made me Lord, Lekol Mitzrayim, for all Egypt. Reda Eli. Now notice Reda is interesting. It's a call imperative from Yarad. First Yud verb, the Yud drops off. And notice that you have the paragogic Hey at the end. When the the speaker wants something done in his interest or for his benefit, the hay marks that. And so you could have ray.
Not the directional hay.
It's, no, right. It's a paragogic hay. It just attaches there and it shows interest, the action done in the interest of the speaker for the benefit of the speaker, which is much in place here. See? Yerade, come down to me. Al-Tamud, don't stand around. Don't stay, in other words. Don't wait. Notice that that's al, not low, and it's a more kind of an urgency command. All right, good. Any questions about verse 9?
The perfect,
yeah.
Amartem, is that a perfect conjunctive with right, that continues the imperatives?
Right, it's a vav plus perfect conjunctive, and it. These things follow imperatives very frequently when time is lapsed between the two actions. So notice the difference here. See, make haste and go is almost one action. You could almost translate it as a hendaitis. Go quickly. See? Whereas the amartem, that action is separated from the going. First you got to get there, then you say. You also see this a lot in legislative contexts and non-urgent, more long-standing stuff. Okay?
Okay.
So that it's very much in place here, these two. Okay? So, notice how he continues. Come down to me. Do not stay. Do not stand around. Ve'yashav to be'eretz Goshen. And stay in the land of Goshen. See, so again, you could translate it like that. You could also translate it as a more kind of a commitment to this action. And you will live in the land of Goshen. See, you could translate that way, and even you know, with a kind of a purpose, so that you might stay in the land of Goshen, although that seems to probably be less here. But notice that that Joseph had probably all of these thoughts in mind. Stay in the land of Goshen, v'hayita, and you will be karov elai, you will be near to me. Ata, you, ubaneka, and your sons, ubanei baneka, and the sons of your sons, Betzoneka and your flock, Ubekarka and your cattle, Bekol Asher Lach, and all which belongs to you. Okay. Any questions about verse 10? All right, verse 11. Vekilkalti ota kasham, kiod chamesh shanim ra'av, pen tivaresh ata. Now notice that this is a pill pail from cool. And it means to provide for. I will take care of you. I will provide for you. A pill pail from cool. Kaf, vav, lamed. Alright. So So I will take care of you, provide for you, Sham, there. Kiod, for yet 5 years of famine. See, for there is still 5 years of famine. Or for yet 5 years there will be a famine. Okay. Pen tivareshata. Lest you, can anyone see what the root of tivaresh is?
Yarash.
Good. Yarash. And what conjugation is it?
Yaranifa.
Very good. Notice the big comma under the vav preceded by the short here it tells you nifal. Yarash means to inherit. The nifal would mean, in this case, lest you lose your land, lose your inheritance. See? Lest you become poor, lest you lose your inheritance, you and your house and all which belongs to you. Okay? Verse 12. Vehine eine kem ro'ot, ve'ene achi binyamin, ki pi ha-medaber alikem. And look, now this is an interesting construction, because notice what kind of form is ro'ot. And look your eyes ro'ot. What kind of form is that?
Participle.
It's a call participle from ra'ah. Notice it's a participle. And you would just translate it in English, you'd have to, now look, your eyes have seen, or your eyes now see. Ve'ene, and the eyes of my brother Binyamin, understand the verb, see. That, see now notice after a verb of perception you have a key clause, an object clause. They see that my mouth is ha-medaber, is the one speaking aleichem to you. See, so that my mouth is the one speaking to you. So in other words, it's a way to say that it is I myself who am speaking to you. Okay, we'll do one more verse. First of all, any questions on verse 12? Vehigad tem le'avi. And so, tell, from nagad, notice. Notice there almost is this urgent command. And so, tell le'avi. Tell to my father, et kol kevodi. Tell to my father about all my honor. Kevod, all my honor, be'mitzrayim, in Egypt. Okay. Ve'et, and about all asher re'item, which you have seen. Call second masculine plural from Ra. All which you have seen. U mehartem. And make haste. Piel from Mahar. Vav, again, you know, I'm still keeping that kind of command, request, urgency. And make haste. Go quickly. Ve horadtem. And bring my father here. Again, that's a hifil from Yarad. To go down. Here the hifil to bring down. Notice that in what verse was that? Where we had the imperative. Where is it? Can't find it now. Let's just say. Oh, in the end of verse 9, Reda. See? Come down to me. So that's the call. Here's the hifil, Behorad Tem. And bring my father here. Okay? Any questions with verse 13? All right, very good. We are finished for the week and the quarter.